This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right, Tobin Hopp, thank you very much. Welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. And Tobin, it looks like we got Jason Darr calling back, so if you want to clear out the Telos and get him patched back through. That's the beauty of live radio.
That's right.
We've got a big announcement coming up here later on in the hour. Pete Moyer from Hillsboro is in our studios. Of course, he was on David Letterman and Stupid Human Tricks a while back, and he's going to be on television again. International.
Yeah, that's right.
This time. So we're going to have an announcement from Pete regarding.
Now, are we going to have a satellite feed direct from where you're going to be, I wonder?
You might be able to catch it on the internet, maybe.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Well, it'll be on the internet. You can catch everything on the internet. Even stuff you don't want to see, you can find on the internet.
Even stuff that's fake.
A lot of that is me, too.
So welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. Of course, the 8th day of December. That means boys high school basketball is in full swing. And last night on the radio, we had the Southwestern Pius L. Birch traveling to Carlinville to take on the Cavaliers. The Cavies got a 10-point victory. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Southwestern Pius L. Birch, Jason Darr. And Jason, I know your kids are still looking for that first win, but you guys competed the whole 32 last night.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's kind of been that way the our last seven games. We've really been in every game that we've played, and we're waiting to kind of get a break here and there. And one thing about our kids, they're going to come out and play hard every game, and we really appreciate their effort on the court. And I got Anis Carlinville. I thought they did a great job execution wise, and Kyle Kleeman was great last night. I mean, he was, we knew he was kind of their best coming in. And well, he made some shots, and he had some hands in his face when he did it as well. So,
It's funny, Jason, how a team will get out of the gate here and get out of the gate kind of slow, but sometimes it's that one play, maybe a one quarter of play in one certain game, then all of a sudden things tend to gel.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we've really looked at our third quarters the last few games, and we've struggled a little bit in the third quarter, and we've had some key turnovers. And I'll tell you that our biggest problem has been our shooting percentage in the third, fourth quarters. And, in the Carrollton game about a week ago, we had a 9-point lead at half and came out in the third quarter, and we missed our first 11 shots. And, we kind of dug ourselves a hole. But, yeah, you're right. And, it's just going to be that one game. And like I told our kids this morning when we kind of broke down some film that, we're right there. I mean, we're not talking about 20-point spreads here. We're talking about 6, 8, 10 points, and we just got to find those points. And, we got to do it on the offensive end and as well as the defensive end. But, we're going to keep hammering away here, and I think we're going to be fine. One thing about basketball, it's not how you start. It's definitely how you finish. I mean, everybody gets in at the end, and we want to be our best in February, and that's kind of our goal right now.
And Jason, you mentioned the third quarter problems you've had this year, and you certainly had them last night. I don't know how many possessions you had in that third quarter where you had a chance to tie or take the lead, but you couldn't get it done. And when you have so many opportunities to fight all the way back like you did last night and you can't get that bucket, is that a little demoralizing?
It can be. Yeah, it can be. One thing about our kids, though, we're very, very strong-willed. I mean, we've got great kids. And, they're not going to quit on us. And we battle back. And I'll tell you what, it's been three or four games. We've battled back in the fourth quarter. We were down 11 and, I think, 23 at one point. And we came battling back and got it within six and late in the fourth quarter. And, we used some of our jump trap stuff to get us back in it. And we were pretty successful with it. We just couldn't get that bucket at the end that we really needed to finish the game. And, that's kind of been the story so far. But, I keep telling our kids, and I think they believe that it's going to happen. Part of our problem is we have a great schedule. I mean, I would put our schedule up against anybody at the start of our season. So, I think we keep trucking away here. We're going to be fine in the end.
And, Jason, you got a nice senior in Eric Sosa. He's played a lot of basketball for you.
Yeah, Eric he was an all-area player last year, and we kind of told him before the season that, that kind of puts a mark on you a little bit, and all the coaches know your face, and, he's getting everybody's best defender for the most part. But he's doing a good job for us, and Eric's going to keep working hard. He's a kid that can shoot the basketball. He can get to the rim. He's kind of a slasher type kid. But he's a great player, and you know, we're gonna keep trying to utilize him as much as possible, and the kids around him as well. And you know, it's one of the things that we have stressed these first seven games, the first few weeks of basketball is, you know, it's a team game, and we're you know, we're putting in some new offensive things, and defensively we're kind of changing things up this year. It's been a little bit of a slow start for us, but you know, we're gonna be fine.
What does your holiday schedule? Are you involved in some tournaments?
Yeah, over the Christmas break, we go to Carrollton, actually. So we'll see Carrollton. We'll see, you know, obviously Carrollton and Roxana, Griggsville Perry, Brussels. I believe the Greenview team's coming down from around Springfield. I'm not real familiar with that team, but Coach Crumweedy has gotten them to his tournament. So it's going to be a good tournament for us. You know, there's some games there for us to win, I believe, and I think we'll have a strong showing. So we're looking forward to it.
Jason, I know you've got practice to get to, so we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Jason Darr, the head coach of the Southwestern Pius Allbirds.
You know, if you look at Southwestern's schedule, who they play,
oh man,
and you look at what Nokomis has done, you know, their record's not what typically is a Nokomis record, but this time of year it is rather typical. You know, coming in the end of the season, these a team you probably don't want to see.
Well, so far Southwestern, off the top of my head, Columbia, Freeburg,
yeah,
and Lebanon, Carrollton.
Carrollton.
And there was another one in there too. So, I mean, they may be winless, but they have played some top-notch competition.
And you know, and kudos to Carlin, though, because the Cavaliers are just absolutely loaded with, oozing with athletic talent. And they are a team. I think they're undefeated in conference play.
2-0 in South Central play
conference. Yeah. So, you know, they're off to a pretty good start here this year. So it's going to be a fun year.
And the Carlinville losses have been quality losses.
Yeah, they have.
Their early season tournament was very tough.
So, you know, the South Central, and more than one person this week has said, basketball's down. I'm going, well, I don't think that.
There's no great teams.
There are no great teams, but there are teams that are going to compete every night. And, you know, by the end of the year, as we head into the postseason, gosh, I don't know that teams would want to see some of these guys.
Well, that's exactly right. And by the being down, I don't necessarily disagree with it just from the overall talent level, but I think all the teams in the area have basically the same talent level. So it may not be elite, but they're all kind of mixed in together. Right. So it's going to make for a very competitive season.
Well, and what we've seen, Tim, over the years is a lot of these teams have been young, and now they're a little bit older. So they've progressed similarly, and so therefore they're going to do battle just like they did before. So, you know, maybe perspective is a little off, but, you know, I don't think the basketball is that bad. I really don't. So.
You got teams like Southwestern, they're searching for their first victory. You got teams like Hillsboro, they're looking for their first win. But you can look at both of these squads in the last three or four games, they have been right there. They just haven't been able to pull the trigger and get over the hump. But once they get that first victory, who knows, you know, as Terry said, come February, maybe you won't want to face them.
Yeah, definitely. So
I would think so. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to talk to Pete Moyer. He's got a big announcement regarding his future endeavors. Back with that next.
This is Jake Fleming with Security National Bank, and I have some great news for you. Security National Bank is now offering free mobile banking on your cell phone. Now you can check your account anywhere you can use your phone. It's secure, free, and gives you the peace of mind and knowing your finances wherever you go. To download our new cell phone app, just go to the App Store and search for Security National Bank. Here at Security National Bank, we take pride in being big enough to serve you and small enough to know you. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires, complete exhaust service, and heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. So, when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast being brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Becoming partly cloudy for today. Expect a high in the low 50s. Cloudy skies and showers likely for tonight. We'll have a low of around 40. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, rain likely with falling temperatures by the afternoon. Morning highs will be in the low 50s. Extended forecast Monday through Wednesday. Clearing skies, it will be colder. Expect highs in the mid-30s with lows in the mid-20s. At 9:15, we have a temperature reading of 43 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:16, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinot, thank you very much. We're going to get to Pete Moyer's big announcement in just one moment. But first, he want to run down some of the high school scores from last night.
Absolutely, Tim. The game you broadcast, as we mentioned, Carlinville beat Southwestern 61-51. Taylorville beat Hillsboro 69-57. Riverton over Nokomis 56-43. Staunton beat Greenville, as the Bulldogs had three players in double figures, 50-34 the final there. Waverly over Lincolnwood 65-41. Auburn beat Pawnee 61-36. And at the Brussels tournament, Brussels beat Bunker Hill in the seventh place game 58-54. And Jacksonville Route hits a shot from the backcourt at the buzzer, and they beat North Mac in the title game 45-43.
No worse way to lose than that.
Well, yeah.
From up two or up one, up whatever one, it is,
yeah,
to losing on a heave.
Yeah, on a heave. And also in a matchup of a couple of really good Sangamo Conference teams last night, Pleasant Plains beat Williamsville in double overtime 68-65. So, and might mention also the IESA Girls State Basketball Tournament underway. Hillsboro Dragons playing at 11:30 this morning against Monticello. That's being played at Warrensburg Latham High School. Right after that at 1, Auburn takes on Tautopolis. And then in the two-way state tournament, and it's odd because Auburn's playing at Warrensburg Latham, but Auburn High School's hosting the 2A tournament. So, only in America, folks.
Valpo syndrome.
Yeah, how about that? Mount Olive's taking on Springfield Christ the King at 11:30. If the teams win the quarters, they play later today in the semis. If they win the semis, they play next week for the state championship. So, good luck to our local teams.
Absolutely. And good luck to Pete Moyer, as he will be heading overseas in a short while. And Pete, thanks for coming into our WSMI studios on Sports Saturday. Of course, Pete was on the Letterman Show. How long ago was that? Not that long ago.
That was back in September.
September. He was on Stupid Human Tricks. Yeah. And then we found out Pete's got all sorts of interesting records.
Of
Stupid Human Tricks. He's got a plethora of Stupid Human Tricks.
Well, Pete, you know, you're among friends.
Yeah.
We do stupid real well.
We're stupid real well.
So we're real comfortable with stupid. So you've got a big announcement.
Yep.
Let us hear it.
I will be on German television on a game show called Unschlagbar,
which means sounds German,
which means unbeatable in English.
Okay. I ask you off the air, how many umlauts?
About two.
About two umlauts.
What do you mean umlauts?
Umlauts, the little dots that go above German words.
Cute little dots.
Umlauts.
Oh, okay. Is that what you call them things?
I think so. It is today anyway.
Or just little dots.
That works too. Yeah.
That's
the Americans
English.
Call them the little dots. The dots above the U.
Yeah.
Most of our folks have trouble with English and periods and exclamation points. So anyway,
absolutely.
Pete, tell us a little bit about
Unschlagbar.
What you're going to be doing here, and how does this all come about? How do you get hooked up to do these things?
Well, I would say I'm just lucky, but I was on a segment called Stupid Human Tricks. So. But no,
that's a little bit of exposure.
Yeah,
there,
really.
Yeah.
So a juggler I used to work with, he lives up in Springfield. His name's Brian Pankey, and he holds the most world records in the world, and he does all sorts of weird things. And this game show is needing competitors, and so they asked him, and what he's doing requires a teammate, so he thought of me. And what we'll be doing on the show is tossing bouncy balls back and forth from 30 feet away and trying to catch them with chopsticks.
Is this something that you've done before?
Well, they've it's been in the working for a couple months, maybe a couple weeks now. And so they've been emailing us, telling us how that, you know, they want to see videos of our progress. They sent us a bunch of bouncy balls in the mail. And so, yeah, in my spare time now, I've been bouncing bouncy balls and catching them with chopsticks.
Now, are
we talking Super Bowl size or baseball size?
What
are
42 millimeters, about the size of a ping pong ball.
Okay. Yeah, so, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Size.
So,
the old Super Bowls.
Yeah.
The premise of Unschlagbar is they take a champion or an unbeatable, someone that is really practiced in one little skill. So they have a guy that's the world champion ping pong ball catcher with chopsticks.
A guy that has no life. Otherwise.
A guy that has no life.
Okay.
Someone I can look up to. And he holds the world record for the most ping pong balls caught across a ping pong table with chopsticks.
What is that record?
That's 50 in a minute.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so they're kind of leveling the playing field, making it bouncy balls down a 30-foot hallway.
Wow.
So
30-foot hallway.
So can you do that any way you want? Like, you can bounce it as, like, just get it down the hall however? Or is there a limit to how many bounces it can take?
It can take as many bounces as you want, but the problem is they want you to do so many in a minute. That's how you win. So you don't want to do too many bounces. That's too slow. So
because every bounce obviously adds time. So.
Yeah.
So if you guys win, will you be like the returning champion then?
No. They will give us, we'll win the grand prize, and so.
Is that money, beer, whatever?
Yeah. You know. A little of both, whatever you spend the money on.
You get das Boot.
The drinking age is 18 in Germany, so yeah, that's what
I
my
think. And I think they serve beer at McDonald's in Germany. So.
Huh.
Yeah. Give you a cold beer and a brown sugar sandwich.
Big Mac and a beer.
What more does a man need?
Hey, there you go.
Pete, this is so unique to the area to have a local kid who's been on Letterman now going international onto German television. When you were on Letterman, I know you thought that maybe something could, you know, come of it, and who knew, but did you think international television was in your future?
Well, I've been on, I've had international TV shows use my clips before. Mm. I've never thought it would take me, you know, on a plane ride over to Germany. But
Pete, is this going to be live, or is this going to be recorded and then played, edited?
It's going to be recorded.
Okay.
The
Letterman show.
Production will be March 8th.
Okay.
And so we fly over there around the week of March 5th and rehearse. But yeah, they should give me a hard copy of the show, and after it airs in Germany, I can probably distribute it here.
Yeah. You say this?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
You say this is going to be in March, and we're here now in the first week of December. So what are you doing to prepare for this?
My training for it is a little mix of Forrest Gump and Mr. Miyagi. You know, just stand across a ping pong table, catch some bouncy balls with chopsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And,
two great American icons right there.
Yeah. Combine the two and you have me.
What are you doing today, Pete? Oh, I've been taking some chopsticks and catching ping pong balls.
Yeah.
It sounds hard. Sounds really, really hard.
If it was easy, everybody could
do it. Well, that's exactly right. So you obviously are really good at these types of things. So if you had to kind of gauge your progress to where you are, how close are you to where you need to be to perform like you want to on the show?
Well, we're not expected to win. We're not expected to beat the guy. But
underdog, even better.
Yeah, it would be nice to win.
So it's kind of like professional wrestling. You know going in who's going to win.
Well, yeah, you know.
Right, okay.
But, I mean... Yeah, they want people who show some promise that they have
a
tangentially related talent that they could beat it.
Okay.
And so I don't want to say how many I can catch in a minute from 30 feet away just because I don't want to spoil the show.
Sure.
But I'm...
You're confident.
I'm decent, yeah.
You're not decent.
I'm decent.
When
don't want to brag, but... I'm probably the best bouncy ball catcher from 30 feet away.
In Montgomery County.
Yeah, in Montgomery
maybe
County.
Statewide.
Maybe even statewide.
Or in the studios of WSMI.
Well, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
When you,
there's not a whole lot of stuff we can do except sit on our butts and talk, Ralph. Let's face it. So.
Well, we're good at that. When you talk about competing against the champion, where is this gentleman from? Is he from Germany? Or?
If it's who I think it is, it's a Chinese guy that holds the world record.
All right.
But we're the only Americans that have been on this show so far, so they apparently like us. I honestly have theories that they have a game show called How Stupid Are Americans, and they just send us emails telling us they want to see videos that we're going to be on this reality, you know, this game show. And so they're seeing if we're stupid enough to actually try to catch bouncy balls with chopsticks.
Hey, a TV show's a TV show.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Well, this Chinese guy, he's probably pretty good at that then, you know, chopsticks.
Yeah, he's been practicing for a good minute.
Life.
Yeah.
So a Chinese guy, two American guys...
German
going
TV
on German
show.
TV.
Yeah. Language barrier should be fun.
And we're asking, you do not speak German? Or a little bit of German?
Speak in subtitles.
But they have these
close
translators
enough.
Now.
Yeah.
The handheld translators that you can use.
Yeah, and Germany is... It's a good mix of English-speaking people.
But it's pretty Americanized as far as Europe goes.
Yeah.
We had a son who was in the service over there, and he was amazed at how fluently... Especially the younger people spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, you go there thinking of the language barrier, but it's really not that difficult.
Yeah.
When you go, do you get a chance to see the country? I mean, to take a – do they give you an opportunity to at least take in a few of the sights?
Yeah, yeah. They give you the first few days after the flight to just relax, you know.
Adjust to the time.
Adjust to the jet lag and everything. But –
I would think that would probably be as exciting as anything.
Yeah, really. Great. Like, even if I'm not the best bouncy ball catcher and I don't win.
Free
who cares?
Trip.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we were asking you off the air, Pete, since you were on the Letterman show, if the attendance in your classes at Hillsboro Fusion spiked. And you said, not exactly.
No. It actually surprisingly went lower. But we did change the time slot on it. It used to be Friday mornings. Now it's Tuesday mornings and Wednesday nights. So it could either be the time slot, or maybe people are intimidated that it's all going to be pull-ups while hula-hooping.
You do other things.
Catching bouncy balls with chopsticks while hula-hooping.
So what room in Fusion do you do this in, Pete?
The group X room. It's
okay.
The one upstairs.
Yeah.
They got a padded room.
You interested in taking it?
Huh?
Are you interested in taking
it?
Hula hotties?
There you go.
I'm not a hula or a hottie, so...
We'll start. Not yet. That's why you got to take the class.
I'm just lame. That's all.
We'll start one for guys called Hula Hunks next.
There it is. There it is. So if people are thinking, I can't take Pete's class because it's just too advanced, kind of walk us through what a class would be.
I mean, the first 15 minutes is completely stuff without a hula hoop. It's all ab workouts and just, you know, core cardio workout. Last 15 minutes, it could be... a new hula hoop trick I'll be teaching, or it could be just, you know, practicing hula hooping. Hula walking and hula running are pretty popular, where you hula hoop and go for a stroll. So.
Go for a stroll.
It's a little cold outside for it, but...
Yeah.
Not as cold as it could be, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can't you use the track?
Bunker Hill is probably not
the track, you could use it.
Well, you could run into some heavy traffic
and
be disastrous, yeah.
And when that happens, kindly ask them to move out of the way, and they turn around and see me and, you know, five people behind me all hula hooping.
You probably don't have to ask them to move out of the way.
They probably get out of the way. Hey, to take a picture.
Did you see these guys? Let's get the heck out of the way.
So basically, the neat concept I like about your Hula Hotties class is that obviously you're getting the exercise and the workout, which is always good, but
you're learning.
You're learning, and you're doing it in a fun way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the only workout at Fusion where I think you're going to be smiling the whole class.
Right, and there's definitely something to be said for that.
Yeah.
So it's Tuesday mornings at what time?
Tuesday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and then Wednesday nights at 6.
I'll try to, maybe a Wednesday night I'll pop in on these days.
All right.
And the class lasts how long?
Just 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. So you're gonna I tell you what, for somebody who's probably never done this, at the end of 30 minutes you're drenched.
Oh, yeah.
Because... you don't know how hard it is.
Depends, yeah. If you're
if you're a newcomer, lackey like me,
mm-hmm. Your workout's going to be bending over, picking up the hula hoop quite a bit.
That'd be,
you're going to be doing a lot of squats and deadlifts with the hula hoop.
Yeah, that bending over picking up the hula hoop would take up most of the time, I would guess.
Pete Moore, you're joining us here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Pete will be on German television coming up in March. Of course, he was on David Letterman back in September. And so the bouncy ball and the chopsticks, obviously taking a lot of your time right now. Is there anything else? Like, what's going to be the next conquest for Pete?
Well, I always say, as a juggler, my future's up in the air. And by always say, I mean I just came up with that. But no, I have a few shows, and you know, people can book me to perform. So Christmas and everything tends to be a pretty busy time. But I'm working on a Guinness World Record of fastest hula mile. Right now, it's only, I always thought it would be a lot quicker, but it's only 11 and a half minutes. So
only
So I should be able to blow that one out of the water. It's pretty simple.
Pretty simple. For a guy who has talents like you do.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like a walk in the park, just while hula hooping, though. Right. But
yeah. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, that's is that meaning that you don't fail at any point?
Yeah, you don't. You can drop the hoop at any time. Uh-huh. And most of my records right now are with a website called Record Setter, which is a neat site where it's kind of like the Wikipedia to Guinness. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, all online stuff. And so I have, you know, 200 records there that are crazy, you know, from anything from most chin-ups while hula hooping to the smallest purchase at a gas pump of 3 cents. And so I hold 200 records through that site, but this will be my first Guinness record. So I'm trying to get everything in the makes for it. And I mean, the weather I thought would be a lot colder, but if it stays like this, I could probably do it tomorrow.
Well, I'm excited. I like it. Yeah. I think this is very exciting.
Yeah, I'll let you know when I do that.
Absolutely. Pete Moore, thank you so much for coming in, and enjoy Germany.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Guten Morgen.
And make sure and come back and visit us again.
So. And I'm sure you will enjoy Germany. Anyone who has had the opportunity to travel there is impressed. I think you'll like it. And every time I go to the gas station, I try to go for that 3 cent record, but I
can't do it.
Yeah,
no,
that's basically fumes.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Mist, a fine mist of gasoline.
Pete, you're one of the few people where you can say you're a stupid human, and you should be proud of it.
Yeah, that's what my parents always told me.
Excellent, Pete Moyer from Hillsboro will be on German television coming up in March, joining us here on Sports Saturday. We need a break. We're back with more following these messages.
The winter winds are a-blowing, so if you invited friends over for the evening, serve them something a little special. Farmer-owned Prairie Farms Eggnog, made with the freshest ingredients and delivered to your market fresh, not canned. To make your eggnog a little extra special, whip Prairie Farms whipping cream into stiff peaks and then gently fold it into the nog. Pour into frosted glasses and top with a sprinkling of ground nutmeg or cinnamon. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
Listen for Fighting Illini Basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by John's Medical Pharmacy on Main Street in Hillsboro, Litchfield Community Savings at State and Union in Litchfield, Area Diesel Service in Carlinville for all your turbocharger and fuel injector needs, and by Dr. Alan Childs and Dr. Arthur Curl in Litchfield. For the Fighting Illini broadcast schedule, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Coming up tonight, big, big game for the Fighting Illini, as the Illini will be at Gonzaga live at 8:30 here on FM 106. I'm not sure. Is this actually at Gonzaga, or is that a neutral site in Seattle?
It's at Gonzaga.
It is at Gonzaga.
It's in Spokane.
So it's an actual road game.
Yeah, it's actual road game, and it's a 9 o'clock tip, so it's an 8:30 pregame here on FM 106, and Gonzaga's 10th, Illinois 13th.
Yeah, I was thinking that was a neutral site game, so this is a straight
road game. Well, I'm assuming, because Gonzaga's in Spokane.
It is.
So
it is.
I'm assuming they're going to be in Gonzaga. So if not, you know, it's either going to be there or not. So we've got it narrowed down to two things.
The point being, though, if you can actually win at Gonzaga, that's an even bigger win than if you beat Gonzaga on a neutral court in Washington.
Sure.
So this is a statement game for the Illini, and from what I can tell from Illinois this year, and they're going to have to rebound tonight against Gonzaga.
Ifs,
ands, or buts. Going to have to board it. But from what I can tell with the Illini this year, they just played at the level of their competition. So I expect them to come out tonight and play well. I don't know if they'll win, but I think they'll play well. They've been playing right to the level of their competition. That's a risky thing to do, but it's kind of human nature.
But it's a risky thing to do, but it's also the fact that there's a new system in place, and maybe there's still some growing pains. Obviously, I think the Illini team, the team members like it. I think they enjoy this style of basketball, this style of play. But still, there's probably a few growing pains. You gotta like what you see. These guys take the ball to the hole, and they're aggressive. They move the ball well. They get the they're able to get the outside shot, but rebounding's their bugaboo.
Basketball, when you look at it from that standpoint, guys, is a relatively simple game. You move the ball and you take the ball to the hole. And when you move the ball, the opportunities to take the ball to the hole, you get them.
You know, every sport is a relatively simple game. It's what the defense throws against you that makes it a little more complicated. That's probably been the biggest difference in sports. Professional, college, even high school, junior high, is in the last 25 years the preeminence of defense and the teaching of defense. I think that's probably because most of the time it was offense, right. And 30 plus years ago when I was in high school and you go to watch a basketball, everybody played kind of a soft zone but now people get after it and at every level. And even if you're not very good with the basketball, you can be pretty good defensively. So, and that's probably been the biggest change in sports.
In watching Illinois, my concern is I wonder how when they get in the Big Ten, which is known to be the black and blue conference, when they get in the Big Ten against some of the better big men, can they compete inside? I think this is, to me, is still a question. Can they go inside and compete with a good big man? And we'll see.
Well, and the answer to that, I think, is no, because they don't really have the big guy. Yeah. But I think that's the beauty of the style that they play is if you don't have a big guy, well, guess what? The other team doesn't have three guards like you have. So you play your game. You get out. When you don't have a big guy,
right?
You pressure the ball.
Absolutely.
You put ball pressure out there. And
constantly.
Absolutely. No free passes into the hole. And I think that's something that the Illini are going to get better with as the season moves along, as they get more comfortable with John Gross.
Plus, this is John Gross' first season. He's had, 8 games underneath his belt. He gets to recruiting. He's got some good people in the pipeline already. He'll find a big guy.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Well, he's already got one signed up, from New Jersey.
This program is back on the map and will draw a lot of attention, especially when you have somebody like John Gross, who's an exciting, upbeat, positive kind of guy. And he may lose his voice screaming, but it's not just screaming for the sake of screaming.
Right. And the thing about the Illini is they've got national respect. I mean, they went from off the map, ninth in the Big Ten preseason. So now they're a top 15 team.
And that might be a bit of a stretch this point of the season.
It might be, but when you win all your games and you've got talent, this is what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
The game is in Spokane.
It is. Straight road game.
So. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Big test for the Illini. That place will be a rocket.
Oh, that place. That place will be deafening.
Absolutely. This is what's great about college basketball, though, and it's what college football desperately misses in the non-conference. Illinois, a Big Ten school, is going to Little Gonzaga. Now, of course, Gonzaga has turned themselves into a big-time basketball program. 15 years ago, Gonzaga wouldn't get a team like Illinois in their building. But this is what's great. I like neutral site games. They're nice. Let's get home and homes.
Yes.
Let's on the college campuses with the student bodies and their home courts. That's what makes college basketball great. And if you could get college football teams doing that, instead, like this year when Alabama and Michigan played in Dallas, played at Alabama. Then the next year, play at Michigan. Give me home and homes, not neutral sites.
What we've seen take place, Tim, in basketball, I think, college basketball in the last few years, we have seen the Gonzagas, we have seen the Butlers, we have seen these type schools raise up and bite a few people, and I think it goes back to some of the athletes who have said, hey, I can go here and be a big-time starter, or I might go here and be a bench warmer.
That's definitely changed the landscape.
And Tim, your point about football needing to do something like that. Remember, football is driven by TV more than any other thing. And when you can get, of course, Michigan Stadium is
100,000. Yeah, 100,000. They're both 100,000 seat stadiums.
But you're talking about, you know, so many other things outside the game itself.
Right.
Kind of a Super Bowl, miniature Super Bowl atmosphere when these two games, and it's all driven by TV.
You're absolutely right. And the thing about college football is, of course, these big-time programs, they don't want to play tough non-conference games because one loss and the national title is gone. So hopefully in a couple of years when they get this little 14 playoff work, and maybe that will change the mentality.
No.
You know, I would like to see there be an actual reward for playing that game. Even if you lose the game. You know, if you have the guts to schedule one of the top teams in the nation and go down to their neck of the woods and play and you lose, you should not be severely penalized for having the guts to go give the people a game they actually want to watch. I don't want to watch, you know, Alabama or Florida play Eastern Carolina or Western Michigan. I don't care. You know, I want to see the big boys playing the big boys. That's what I want to see.
Well, in college football and in this BCS that's eventually going to be here with their 4-team playoff, what I would like to see eventually, and I think it's probably headed that direction, is 8 teams down the line. They're going to experiment a few years with 4, go to 8, and 8 would be a much better tournament.
Because it's just like the college basketball tournament. There's always teams who complain, oh, we got snubbed. Well, there's 68 teams in it now, so your complaint really is irrelevant. You know, and if you get, for now, the way college football is set up, the third-ranked team, they have a legitimate beef.
Yeah.
But in a playoff with 8 teams, no one cares.
If
the
one plays
the
8,
ranked team,
if,
who cares?
You know, if one plays 8 and 2 plays 7 and you set it up with 8 teams, hey, you've got yourself a tournament.
Absolutely. But my point was there'll be no complaining about being left out. Because if you're not one of the top 8 teams, who cares?
Yeah, nobody
cares. It's not like you were an undefeated team ranked 3rd and got left out of the title game.
Right.
You know, if you're the 9th-ranked team, hey, you had your chance.
Too bad. You had your opportunity and you blew it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, well, it'll be interesting to see how that
And I'm sure Georgia Tech would agree with that. We had our opportunities.
Oh, man. Did they ever.
But at least it's moving in that direction, which is something that's been bashed around for decades.
Oh.
You know, it's finally here, getting close to being here. So.
We need to get to one more break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to switch back to high school basketball. We'll do that after this.
This is Jake Fleming with Security National Bank, and I have some great news for you. Security National Bank is now offering free mobile banking on your cell phone. Now you can check your account anywhere you can use your phone. It's secure, free, and gives you the peace of mind and knowing your finances wherever you go. To download our new cell phone app, just go to the App Store and search for Security National Bank. Here at Security National Bank, we take pride in being big enough to serve you and small enough to know you. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:43, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Becoming partly cloudy for today, expect highs around 50. Cloudy skies and showers likely for tonight. We'll have a low of around 40 degrees. There's a 6% chance for rain for this evening. For tomorrow, cloudy skies with rain likely with falling afternoon temperatures. Morning highs will be in the low 50s. At 9:43, we have a temperature reading of 43 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. And let's head back now to more Sports Saturday for you. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinat, thank you very much, and joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, Alan Cooper, as the Cavies off to a 4-4 start, but 2-0 in the South Central. And, Coach, always nice to get off to an undefeated start in conference play.
Yeah, it was a good win last night. Boys played hard, played well.
Very balanced in that first half, especially for you last night. But then in the second half, Kyle Kleeman went off. Just talk about his game last night.
He finally came out and played the way we expect him, and we know he's capable of getting to play every minute, and that's the biggest thing we've been working on for the last 2 years, is all, for all of our boys, playing hard all the time and being ready to take that shot. And he showed last night when he caught ready to score, he can light it up.
And, Alan, somebody may hear you say, you know, trying to teach the kids to play hard all the time and thinking, boy, that should just be a given. But it's a hard. It's easy to say, hard to do.
Yeah. Like I said, they all want to play, and our biggest thing, I think they want to play, and they want to play for 32 minutes. But I would rather they play hard for 26 of them and give them a quick blow, and then them just to cruise through. So that's kind of we're fighting through that little phase there of getting everybody to play hard all the time. So.
And you guys got some nice interchangeable parts in terms of, it seems you always have either Stewart or Barber on the floor and always Butcher or Easterday on the floor. So you've got a nice rotation at all your positions working.
Yeah, we've been really balanced all year. Barber and Easterday have both given us a real bonus this year. We weren't real sure whether they'd be ready right at the beginning of the year, and they've stepped up and played really well. But, yeah, like I said, we've been balanced all year. We've had one earlier where we had, I think, four or five guys in double figures. So that's been really nice to have offensively.
And I would assume you're like some of the other schools, Coach. You got to give the guys time to get their football legs off and their basketball legs under them.
Oh, yeah. We're helping with football. We want to go deep and, I want to see the guys go. But playing in that New Berlin Thanksgiving tournament was tough. Some of them had about seven or eight practices under the belt, and they were really still thinking about wishing they were playing football, and getting them in the basketball mindset, getting was tough, but I think they're starting to come around.
And Coop, you've got a situation where you were taking on Southwestern last night, and it doesn't make any difference what sport it is. It traditionally, Carlinville Southwestern is one of those grinded out. We're going to, it's probably going to be a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, we played them twice last year, and I think both of them we lost by 3 or 4 points, low scoring, a lot of defense. And we did a good job last night, same thing. We played a lot better defense than we did last Friday night. And I told the boys after the game, I said, we're not going to have an easy one. I think there's two or three teams atop the South Central that are going to be real tough to beat, but I think the rest of us are all going to beat up on each other night in and night out. We're going to have to bring our game and play well every night, or else we're going to get knocked off.
Coach, going back to that New Berlin tournament to where you are now after eight games, what's been the most improved part of the game?
Probably our consistency. I think we let a few of those go away. I think three of our four losses are by less than 3 points. Lost to West Central by two in the first game, and we had a stretch in the second quarter of that game that really killed us. And same thing with our two other games with Lutheran. We lost by one, and then we lost Wood River last week. But I think as our consistency is coming along and we're playing better, like I said, throughout the whole game, better as a team.
And Coop, that game last night, of course, you had a big lead for most of that first half, and it really felt like you guys were up by a large number, but you look up at the scoreboard and the Southwestern Pius Alberts had it in single digits, and they had a couple opportunities in that third quarter to maybe tie or take the lead, but every single time your kids were able to come up with that stop.
Yep, that's what we didn't do earlier in the year. We didn't withstand runs from the other teams, like I said, at the New Berlin tournament. We kind of get in a hole, and we'd be in a funk for a whole quarter instead of just a few minutes, and I thought we'd did a lot better job last night of realizing, hey, and everything's not going to fall all the time for us. They're going to score points sometime here or there, and we just got to keep doing what we do, and things will work out for us.
Coop, of course, there's work to be done before the holiday tournament, but I would imagine that you and your kids are pretty excited about that tournament this year.
I said at the beginning of the year, really all three of our tournaments, I think going in, we can honestly say that we have a legitimate chance of winning. Not by any means will it be easy. There'll be some tough teams, but we're definitely going to be competitive, and and we have an opportunity to win, and we're not looking at a situation where we're hoping to be playing for third or fourth or something like that. So that's exciting.
Coop, your ball club is one of those teams that has, you know, man for man probably has as much athletic talent as any team in the area. They really are athletes. They're fun to watch. They fly up and down the floor at times and know how to get into your face, and you know, it's a situation where they're going to continue to grow. At least you hope they're going to continue to grow throughout the season and just really be a dangerous team at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's like I said, but especially just one for instance, there's Kyle Kleeman. He's anybody ask me about him, you know, I say he's got all the athletic talents. If we can get him, you know, reined in and focus the basketball, you know, fundamental things of it, you know, all of our guys, if they'll do those small things, they're all great athletes in all their other sports, and maybe basketball's not their go-to sport or their main sport, but they definitely, like I said, definitely have the athleticism. We can get them reined in and understand what we want to do, and it's exciting, yep.
Well, Coop, last night Kyle Kleeman got a breakaway right-handed dunk, and I guess from a coach's perspective, that's great. Just make it, though, right?
Yeah, he had one earlier. He had one earlier in the year that he come up a little short on. So, yeah, that was me. As he was going to get breaking away, I was just saying, just put it in. So,
yeah. Alan Cooper, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers. Cavvy's looking strong right now. Thank you for some of your time, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, guys.
Coop doing a good job with that Cavvy program.
He is. And those guys, I mean, they are a wonderfully athletic, gifted group of athletes for, you know, on that basketball team. They really, really are. So
I think they're in the same pool with Staunton in that holiday tournament.
Yeah,
and
I think I left my stuff in the other room. But
that is going to be a good ball game. And, of course, there's a lot that happens between now and then. But there's a good chance Carlinville and Staunton will both be 2-0 heading in to their matchup. And, ooh, will that be a lot of fun?
Be a slugfest.
You know, earlier we were talking about how kind of there were no teams really above the fray. I misspoke. I think Staunton is kind of a step above everybody in the immediate area of Macoupin and Montgomery County. I just think they might be at a level where no one else is this year. Now, that does not mean that they can't be and won't be beat on given nights. But you just look at them as a whole, they look like the most solid team to
me. Well, and I don't think any team will go through the South Central season undefeated.
Oh, no.
I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's a possibility. But and we do have a terrific matchup with Payne at Staunton coming up on Friday the 14th, which is next Friday night. So that'll be a terrific battle on the radio. And speaking of great matchups, Tim, we've got a couple of really terrific girls basketball games coming up Monday night with North Mac playing host to Bunker Hill, opposite ends of the county, but both pretty dang good teams there. And then we'll also have the Southwestern at Pena game, where we know Pena traditionally is a very good team, but here Southwestern has been Southwestern again.
Exactly.
And you know, and now that it's not East and West, you know, they're playing it together. They're playing each other every year for conference implications. That'd be a great matchup.
And a coach who's very familiar with the South Central is Brett Teakin, the head coach of the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers. He joins us on the phone right now. And Teak, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Congratulations on career win number 200.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
Good. Just seems like the years have flown by since I started coaching, and all of a sudden we're here.
Do you remember number one?
Yeah. I had quite a different crew than we have now taking over in 02, but that was a long time ago.
Well, as you look back at those 200 wins, Teet, you've had some you've been fortunate. You've had some pretty good athletes in those years for those 200 wins.
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, the players that you get, and they buy into the program and want to do well, and we've been pretty lucky here at Hillsboro over the last 10, 12 years.
And this year, Keek, with the situation with some injuries and everything, you've really had to scratch your head a couple of times and said, okay, now we've got to be able to put people in the right spots. And probably, you know, this has been a great opportunity for you to really coach and really have to figure some things out here.
Yeah, we've moved some people around to some spots we hadn't really anticipated with a couple injuries and their injuries happen to be at the same position, so it kind of makes things tough. But it always helps whenever you have a guard like Shelby Gray that can play the two guard or the one guard and then be able to control the game at either spot.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. Teek, your early season schedule, of course, very tough. As we get into conference play now, how have you improved?
How have we improved?
Yeah.
We're
assuming you've improved, Teek. So,
or how have you not improved? I guess either way.
We starting to realize the importance of defense in every possession. I think better than we were early in the year, and also offensively, we're taking care of the ball and finding some scoring from other places. Although Shelby's leading us, we've had some players step up and do a real nice job for us, and. Kenna White and Gretchen Hobby both have been scoring for us. So that's where we've improved that we weren't sure about at the beginning of the year.
And you've got some pretty good quality minutes out of your young freshman, too. I was impressed with her when I've seen you play.
Yeah, we've got two freshmen that have been coming in and getting a lot of playing time. Carly Cameron comes in and plays the post and has done a nice job picking up scoring here and there. And when Shelby does need a break, Maddie Rath has come in and ran the point, done a nice job, whatever she's been in there.
And it's always nice to look down the line and see the eighth grade girls have done well, and there's some quality young ladies on that squad.
Yeah, I want to wish them luck today. They play up at State at 11:30, and actually I'm on my way up there with a few players heading up there to watch them too, and want to wish them luck, and we're looking forward to having them join our program next year.
Including your daughter, right?
Including my daughter, yep. Yeah. She's on that team, and that'll be a different challenge, I guess, starting next year.
Yeah, we saw that with some football coaches in the area this year where they were coaching their kids, and that will be a different dynamic for you.
Yeah, I've had it in the summer and stuff with softball, but I've never had it in a varsity level before, so... over the next 4 years, it'll probably be interesting around our household at times.
Well, this is where, and on the practice floor, this is where you and Bobby can get together and play good cop, bad cop, and decide who wants to be who.
Yeah, that's true. Probably with my daughter, I'll always be the bad cop, and we'll end up being the good cop.
Teek, what has Bob Allen meant to your club this year?
He brings another dimension that he sees things that maybe I don't see sometimes, and at practice and stuff, that we have another set of eyes out there that really has a lot of experience and sees things. I think sometimes some of the players are kind of look at it and see that they can't get away with anything because one of us is always on them for something one way or the other. But it does help to have that kind of experience with us.
Looking down the road, I believe a week from tonight, are you at Litchfield?
Yes, we are. Week from tonight, we play at Litchfield, so that ought to be an interesting game.
Teek, we thank you for some of your time today, and I guess the quest for the second 200 will begin shortly.
Yeah, we'll start trying to do that Monday night.
Excellent. Teek, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for some of your time.
Okay, thanks.
Brett Teek, and the head coach of the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers. 200 wins and, of course, a state title.
That's right. That's right. And the Lady Dragons playing at 11:30 this morning against Monticello at Warrensburg-Latham, and Mont Olive playing at 11:30 this morning at Auburn against Springfield Christ the King. And Auburn, even though they're hosting the 2A, they're in 3A, and they're going to play right after the Lady Dragons at Warrensburg-Latham, and they'll take on the Booties from Totopolis.
The Booties.
The Booties. Yes, the Booties. Not the wooden shoes. The Booties.
Not the wooden Booties, though.
No, just the Booties. Just the
and
booties.
Imagine
T-Town.
T-Town being in the tournament.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
That's odd. God. So strange.
Yeah. We've seen the Booties and the Shoes play a few times, right, Uncle Ralph?
Yeah, and I bet you if you looked at that roster, you would recognize there's about three families over there.
I bet there's probably a Niebriggy on there somewhere along the way.
Gotta be.
We're going to have a great girls' doubleheader for you on Monday with Bunker Hill at North Mac, followed by Southwestern at Pena. Really, and think about that.
These are the kind of nights we really get pumped up for, right? Because we know this is probably going to be pretty good basketball.
But remember, three of those teams are in Macoupin County.
Yes.
This Macoupin County tournament coming up in January is going to be something to behold on the girls' side.
An absolute slugfest.
No doubt.
Slugfest.
It's at Staunton this year.
Yes, yes.
I tell you, when you look around, we've got about a lot of parity on both sides, boys and girls. But girls' basketball in the South Central is really tough.
There's parity on both, but I would say in the girls, there's a lot of good girls' teams.
Good
a
parity.
A lot of good girls' teams. So, we are out of time here on Sports Saturday. Of course, thanks to Pete Moyer for coming out and making his announcement about German television. And he told us he's going into the Air Force.
Yes, he is.
Going to get in radio broadcasting. Yes. So.
Congratulations and good luck.
To Pete.
And thank you. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. To all the coaches that joined us today, thank you very much. Don't forget, Fighting Illini basketball tonight from Gonzaga live at 8:30 here on WUSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. For Tobin, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim. Sports Saturday is done. We'll talk to you next week.